Guys, I have exciting news.
I'm away to America.
It's important that you know you can leave at any time.
Let's give them in WA.
I agree. Let's shake on it.
It's deeds, not words, that will get us the vote.
Well, it's all a matter of perspective.
The movie news.
Right here in Rome.
With Garrett Daly.
All right. When do I get my goods?
3 days.
So, Garrett, we have a couple of Irish film festivals to note today. The first being the 62nd Cork Film Festival, which was launched earlier this week.
Yeah, the longest running festival in Ireland. And they've got a pretty impressive lineup for this year. They're showcasing the best in Irish and international film. It takes place across 10 days from November 10th to the 19th. And this year's festival will screen more than 200 films, with the majority being Irish premieres. There's over 16,000 people are expected to attend the festival. It brings about 2.5 million in revenue to the local economy as well. The programme includes 115 feature films, 34 documentaries, 116 shorts, while 50 countries are represented. And the screenings take place at the Everyman, the Gates Cinema and Triskel Christchurch. And for full details, you can go to corkfilmfest.org. Just to bring you some of the highlights of some of the movies that are playing, the festival will open with an Irish-Canadian production called The Man Who Invented Christmas, and Dan Stevens stars in that one. You've also got the Irish premiere of Alexander Payne's science fiction road movie Downsizing, which stars Matt Damon in that movie. So yeah, there's a good selection there. A couple of Irish ones as well to mention. You've got the Irish premiere of The Lodgers. Now, they had a screening at the Toronto Film Festival. That's going to take place on November 12th. Frank Berry's acclaimed Michael Inside will also screen at the festival. And then there's a huge focus on short film at the festival as well. They're going to present short films produced under the Irish Film Board's Focus Shorts and Real Short schemes. Over 50 Irish shorts feature in the programme, and for the first time a selection will be invited to feature on the RTÉ Player post-festival.
Great.
As part of RTÉ's principal media partnership in it as well. But over 3,200 short films were submitted to the festival, and then obviously the chosen ones that are there. So it's a great representation of, I suppose, that if there's 116 shorts playing, 3,200 submitted. And of course the grand prize for Irish short will go forward actually to qualify for the Academy Awards long list as well, so that's why there's
that's
a big
fantastic
interest in it.
Okay, so the dates again for your diary: a 10-day festival, the 62nd Cork Film Festival, running from November 10th to the 19th, and as Gareth said, full details from corkfilmfest.org. Now, Hamlet.
Yeah, Hamlet is coming back to our
screens. It's been brought to the big screen many times.
But yeah. Riz Ahmed, he's had an amazing year, really. He had breakout roles in HBO's The Night Of. He was also in Rogue One as well. But he won an Emmy for his work on The Night Of, making him the first actor of South Asian descent to do so. But he's riding high, and I suppose that's a good time to sort of pitch your dream project. And his dream project to be or not to be is Hamlet.
It's really interesting casting, isn't it? I mean, I know we were both talking earlier about seeing him in Nightcrawler. He was particularly good in that, wasn't he?
Great in that. Yeah, he was really good, really good. That was a sort of breakout role.
Yeah.
And I suppose you do have to strike, and if people are willing to put up the money, and in this case it looks like Netflix are prepared to put up the money to make and distribute the film as well. Set to be produced by Attack the Block's Jim Wilson, who's going to be behind it as well. So it's going to be set in modern London and will address the typical themes of familial honour and moral duty and dynastic corruption as well. So good. It's going to be interesting.
It'll be interesting, definitely.
Yeah.
We'll keep an eye on that one. Now, an actress we haven't seen in a while actually is Hilary Swank. What news have you for us on her?
It got announced that she is currently shooting a new science fiction thriller, which is called I Am Mother. So not to be confused with Mother, which was released not so long ago.
Yes.
But she's an Academy Award winner, of course, for movies like Million Dollar Baby and Boys Don't Cry. But this is a sort of unique mother-daughter story. It's about a new generation of humans raised by Mother, a kindly robot designed to repopulate the Earth following the extinction of mankind. But their unique bond is threatened when a blood-drenched woman, played by Swank, arrives, calling into question everything that people have been told about the outside world. It's based on an original concept by the director Grant Spootor, and the screenplay was on what was known as the Blacklist, the 2016 Blacklist.
Oh, right.
These were movies that, you know, couldn't get made but should have been made, and then finally do get made.
Okay, so. Very good. Now some Netflix news for us.
Yeah, they had a big sort of conference during the week. They were talking about their third quarter earnings, which are up. But the chief content of Netflix, Ted Sarandos, basically talked about what their plans are for original movies. And they're going to release a whopping 80 movies in 2018.
That's quite something, isn't it?
It's as they've described it, it's a new film every 4.5 days. And it's quite amazing because even big studios never had that. Anyway, the films will range from typical Sundance hits to major movie releases like Bright in December and then The Irishman, which will be out in 2019. But to put it in perspective, they released 8 original films in the third quarter as opposed to the 20 they're targeting for 2018. Anyway, their subscriptions are up as well. They're making plenty of money.
Yeah.
But big studios, I mean, they were only doing about 20 a year, even at a stretch. So it's some amount of movies to be making.
Now, we've mentioned before the sequel to Mamma Mia. Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again. And here's some interesting casting.
Yeah, Cher is joining the cast.
I love it.
Yeah. And it's going to join with Meryl Streep, Colin Firth, Amanda Seyfried, and Pierce Brosnan in it as well.
Yes, and Cher can sing.
Cher can sing. So, and there's new additions to the cast as well. Lily James, I think, is in there. Jeremy Irvine, Hugh Skinner. So it's shaping up to be. The filming is beginning in September in the UK and Croatia. Were you a fan of the
other
movie?
Oh, I totally enjoyed it. Yeah. I just hope they can, I don't know. It's always tricky with sequels, isn't it?
It always is. Yeah. But I think, you know, there's a certain kind of license here as well. They can just have fun.
They can.
And see where it goes. And I think the casting of Cher points to that as well.
I like it more that Cher is in it, I have to say. I'm warming to it big time. Okay. Now, we mentioned the Cork Film Festival. Meanwhile, for Limerick audiences, the 5th annual Richard Harris International Film Festival is taking place. This is the bank holiday weekend, Gareth.
It's the bank holiday weekend. So starting on Thursday, great opportunity for people in Limerick to catch up. And what this is, actually, there was the joining forces of two film festivals. There was the Limerick Film Festival at LIT, which incorporated a student aspect, joined forces with this IFTA-affiliated festival, the Richard Harris International Film Festival. So it's been a busy year, really, for all the organisers and sort of pulling this together. So it's great because they've got a lot on, a lot of screenings taking place at the Bell Table and places like that. But they have a live script read as well, where they'll have actors on stage and they do a performance of a script, which is great for people to engage with. They have movies from across the world, really, you know, a lot of different movies, a lot having Limerick premieres as well. They'll do a Richard Harris retrospective screening, which is good. Now, they've also got Golden Hair, which is Brian Burns, James Joyce poetry and chamber music. This is beautiful. I've happened to be at the first performance of this with Brian playing and conducting. And it's beautiful because it's a combination of spoken word and lovely music as well. So it's going to be a chance for people to experience that on the Saturday of the festival as well. That's taking place at UL. So a great opportunity.
Great.
And then there's a block of 8 short film blocks as well. So there's a lot of short film screening. But if you want further information, go to richardharrisfilmfestival.com and you can get all the information there. So there's a lot going on.
A lot of great stuff going on, which is brilliant. Now, trailer watch.
Yeah, I mean, this trailer has got a lot of attention. Ryan Coogler has actually directed and written the script to this. He's the guy who brought back Rocky in the shape of Creed. So he's kind of riding high in terms of the blockbuster movies. But this is for the Black Panther, which is out in February. And you've got Andy Serkis, Michael B. Jordan, Angela Bassett, Lupita Nyong'o, Forrest Whitaker, Chadwick Boseman, also playing the Black Panther. It's a big cast and there's a lot of anticipation in this movie. So check out the trailer. It was updated and revised and there's a new one out there. So people can look at it.
Quite a mixture of movies in terms of new releases this weekend. Let's start with a clip from The Death of Stalin.
No matter what happens, I will never, ever let any harm come to you or your brother.
He said anything about harm?
No, that's what I'm saying.
You know that somebody wants to harm us?
There's going to be...
Tell me.
If someone...
I demand to know.
No, I should not have used the word harm.
Yes, but you keep mentioning the word harm. Why?
If anyone tries to... you, they'll have to get through me first.
My father's going to die and I'm going to have you to look after me. I mean, I may as well just shoot myself like mother.
We need to be strong and... Never afraid.
Yeah, well, I wasn't afraid. Now I am afraid.
No, no, don't be. Because if any harm...
Oh, God, I actually can't believe you said that again.
Quick, the bus is back!
That's Steve Buscemi there and Andrea Riseborough starring in The Death of Stalin. It follows the Soviet dictator's last days and depicts the chaos of the regime after his death. We've also, I mean, there's quite a collection of movies. Happy Death Day.
Strange collection of movies this week.
Yeah, you'll always have the horror ones this time. It's a college student must relive the day of her murder over and over again. If you wonder if, I mean, like, these movies make a fortune. This has made its production budget back about five or six times there already at this stage. Just does so well. There's also another horror movie out as well, I Am Not a Witch, is on limited release. Brawl in Cell Block 99 is about a former boxer turned drug runner lands in a prison battleground after a deal gets deadly. Actually, Vince Vaughn stars in that one in a co-starring role.
Mm-hmm. We've My Little Pony back.
Yeah, that's back on the big screen for the kids to go along and see. Some good voice talent there as well. Emily Blunt, Liev Schreiber in that as well. Marshall stars Chadwick Boseman about a young man, the first African-American Supreme Court justice as he battles through one of the career defining cases. We've also got Geostorm. This is about a network of satellites designed to control the global climate. They start to attack Earth. It's a race against the clock to uncover the real threat before a worldwide geostorm wipes out everything and everyone.
Okay, you won more for us.
Yeah, Earth, one amazing day. Yay. So to go from one extreme to the other. So Robert Redford and Jackie Chan, now there's a strange mix. Yes. Narrate this. It's a BBC Earth film. It's a documentary about some astonishing journey and revealing the awesome power of the natural world.
As we said, it's a funny weekend for movies, but there you go, if any of those are of interest to you. Meanwhile, if we're staying in, what TV movies can we check out?
Yeah, look, it's an oldie, it's a goodie, it's pretty straightforward. It's New York Cop, John McClane. He visits Los Angeles. I read somewhere and I didn't get to fully read it, but it was sort of saying this was one of the most perfectly structured movies of all time.
We're talking about Die Hard.
We're talking about Die Hard in terms of its storytelling mechanic. Bruce Willis, Alan Rickman star in this one. Yeah, Die
That's
Hard.
That's great. I'd watch it anytime.
And I'm sorry to bring you, it's a Christmas movie as well. So
but you can watch it any time of the year.
Before we've even reached Halloween. It's on tonight at 9:30 on RT2.
Sure, what else should we do? Garrett, thanks a million.
Thanks.